Sitka Police Chief Jeff Ankerfeldt says the police department has a major retention problem. And when the Sitka Assembly met on Tuesday night, he asked Assembly members to consider a $5 an hour increase for police officers. He says keeping the department staffed isn't a new problem.
The way we have been doing it has been very wasteful. That this attrition, this turnover that's been occurring historically pretty consistently for almost a decade has cost us money. It's cost us roughly $2.4 million in overtime just for short shifts. Just short shift. People, not enough people to work. Since 2010, 32 police officers have been hired and then quit the police department.
Right now, Ankerfeldt says the department is staffed at 12 when they have the capacity to hire 16. Two of those 12 are on administrative leave, and 2 to 3 more officers are likely to leave Sitka before the end of the year, including Ankerfeldt himself.
This will leave Sitka with a total of 5 to 6 officers, or less than one-third the minimum of officers needed to provide service, competent service to our community.
Ankerfeldt doesn't attribute all of this turnover to low pay. He says poor facilities and workplace culture have contributed as well.
Historically, the Sitka Police Department has been a depressing place to work. When I first started there, I thought that the environment was completely toxic. It was Lord of the Flies. And that challenge persists today.
And competing jobs that pay better. Ankerfeldt and city administrator Keith Brady noted that 2 of the officers leaving were doing so for jobs with the state troopers that offered better pay. Here's Brady.
We understand that compensation like this is not a silver bullet to the issues that we have with the PD, but it's something that we can do that will help with at least recruitment and potentially retention for the long term. When the troopers did increase their pay, their academies are full right now.
Brady says the current short staffing means a pay raise of $5 would be budget neutral right now. But Deputy Mayor Steven Eisenbeiss wondered if he could get more information.
You call it a recruitment and retention plan when all I see is let's pay them more. I want to know what you're going to do to increase recruitment, what you're going to do to increase retention as well, because money is but a small part of that.
Assemblymember Valerie Nelson wondered what the impact would be on surrounding community police forces if Sitka raised the salary above the going rate for Southeast.
I mean, if we do raise these salaries like this, what's it going to do to places like Petersburg and Ketchikan, whose starting salary as officers $28.97?
After hearing Ankerfeldt's proposal, the assembly opened the floor to public comment. Officers Ryan Silva and Mary Ferguson spoke together. Both officers have filed separate whistleblower suits against the city for harassment and discrimination, and a jury trial for Silva's case is set for September of this year. Both are on administrative leave, and the city denies the allegations in both charges. When Ferguson spoke, she called for the city to intervene in the management of the police department, claiming the department's workplace culture stemmed from current leadership.
I've been asking for the city to make the police department a safe place to work. By safe, I mean a non-hostile work environment and a command who doesn't lead by way of fear, retaliation, and humiliation. Your workplace should not feel like Survivor Island, and members should not feel exiled.
Later, Officer Jason Christner spoke in favor of current leadership at the department.
A lot of positions in town, different types of jobs. I really like coming to work. I really enjoy being there. The people that are there right now, they care about Sitka, and I really want to encourage you folks to support them, to keep them here. Part of that is wages, and part of it is morale.
And Ankerfeldt said that while he's leaving, he hopes his proposal to raise officers' wages won't go with him.
In many ways, I'm considered a carpetbagger in this town. I'm only here for a minute, right? We'll outlast the guy who wants to make the changes. We'll drive him out of town, okay? But there's a reason for that, and that's the historical lack of leadership, poor working conditions, a lack of hope and direction and purpose.
The assembly directed city staff and Ankerfeldt to continue developing a comprehensive recruitment and retention plan for the assembly to review at a future meeting. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.